to another episode of the Blog Squad Podcast. In this episode, we'll hear about the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
In the mountains of Tibet, there is an ordinary boy, and he was born to peasant farmers. When he was 2, his parents believed he was the reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama. Their belief was confirmed by other spiritual leaders. When he was 4 years old, he was raised as His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, and taught by Buddhist monks. When he was 24 years old, he was forced to flee his country because of the violent Chinese occupation in 1959. He had lived in exile in the Himalayan town of Dharamsala, India, for over 40 years. His goal is to return to his homeland someday by making peace with China through non-violent means. In 1967, he made his first trip outside of India to get international support to free his country, to make people aware of human rights violations against his people and keep Tibetan culture alive. In 1989, when he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, which he accepted on behalf of the Tibetan people.
Mother Teresa was a wonderful person who helped the very poor. Mother Teresa was generous. When she traveled around the world, she would ask the airline people if she could have the leftover to feed the poor. She would use all her energy and time to bring the world's attention to the needs of sick, the hungry, and the homeless. Mother Teresa was not satisfied because she thought we could do more to help the poor. She is also brave. She wanted to go to the slums to live where there were violent riots every day. She was hardworking. She never stopped helping the poor. She would work tireless. She was considerate and selfish. When she traveled, she would ask to be given food left over. She would bring it back to the starving families and stuff. These are some reasons why Mother Teresa was a wonderful and generous person.